From Spark and Anvil and TempCheck, this is Streak, in Chapter 1 of the TempCheck cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the top of a quiet room in TempCheck, a tall, soft gray heron named Streak unrolled a long paper chart across the floor and smoothed it flat with one wing. The chart went on and on. It was not a list of days, it was weeks, whole weeks laid side by side, with tiny hash marks scattered across them like footprints in snow. Streak was not counting anything. She was not adding anything up. She was just looking, slow and steady, the way you look at the sky before you decide what the weather is really doing. A younger student edged in and peered at the marks. "So how many days in a row is that?" "I don't count days in a row," Streak said gently. "I never have." The student frowned. "But isn't that the point? Keeping it going?" "Watch." Streak set her wing at one end of the chart and drew it slowly across, over a small gap where three marks were missing, then past where the marks picked up again. "There. See how the pattern kept going after the empty part? The empty part didn't break anything. It's just three quiet days, sitting in the middle of a lot of louder ones." She tilted her head. "The whole week is the story, not the gap, not any single mark. The week." The student's shoulders came down a little, like they'd been holding something without noticing.
Streak had learned to look at time this way when she was small, in a village of almanac keepers. Her family kept the long records, which months brought which weather, which years the crops came thick, when the migrating birds returned. One February, a single warm day arrived, and Streak, still little, had run inside sure that spring had come early. She'd felt it bright and certain in her chest. Her grandmother had only smiled and pointed at the almanac. "One warm day, child. Look what came after it last time." The next morning, frost covered everything, and Streak had felt foolish, her face hot, her stomach tight, like she'd been tricked by a single afternoon. Her grandmother sat with her. She didn't say, "Don't be silly." She said, "You didn't do anything wrong. One day just can't carry the whole truth. That's too heavy a thing to ask of a single day." She turned the almanac's pages, weeks and weeks of them. "This is where the truth lives. Not in one square, in all of them together." Something in Streak unclenched. A single day couldn't be a failure, because a single day was never the whole answer. That felt like setting down a weight she hadn't known she was carrying.
She walked to the TempCheck Academy years later, because a place that helped kids notice their feelings ought to understand the kind of noticing that takes weeks. Pulse, the elder who kept the academy, met her at the door and asked one thing. "What is growth chart over time?" Streak didn't answer right away. She unrolled her long chart on the floor between them, all weeks and gaps and clusters, and let Pulse look at it. "It means the pattern is the skill," she said at last, "not any single check-in. If a kid feels worried one day, that isn't failing. If a kid feels calm one day, that isn't winning. You have to let the days sit together before they mean anything. And if someone misses a stretch and comes back, the chart just keeps going. You welcome them back." Pulse looked at the gap in the chart and at how the marks resumed past it, unbroken by being paused. "You are welcome here," Pulse said. One afternoon, a boy came into Streak's room looking small and cross with himself. "I stopped for a week," he said. "I was doing my check-ins every day, and then I just didn't. So it's ruined now. There's no point starting again." He wouldn't look at the chart. Streak knew that particular slump. She'd felt it herself once, over a single warm day in February. "Come sit," she said. She unrolled his chart. Not a counter, not a number, just weeks. His marks ran along for a while, then stopped.
Then there was empty space. She rested her wing over the empty part. Tell me what you see here. Nothing. That's the problem. I broke it. Streak moved her wing back to the beginning, to all the marks he had made. I don't see a broken thing. I see a lot of days you showed up for, and then some quiet days, and then you, walking back in right now, today, adding one more. She set a fresh mark down at the edge, past the gap. There. The chart resumed. It doesn't hold the gap against you. It can't. It only knows patterns, and a pattern this long doesn't even notice a few empty days. The boy stared at the new mark sitting there, calm, next to all the old ones. So I didn't ruin it? There was never a streak to ruin, Streak said kindly. No count, no record to break. Just weeks, telling their slow story. And you came back. Coming back is the whole thing. She smoothed the paper. Welcome back. He let out a breath he seemed to have been holding for a week.
Later, when the room was quiet, the boy came back with one more question, softer now. When it's just marks on a chart, he said, and no day is a win or a loss, how do you know if you're doing okay? Streak thought about the almanac and the February frost and her grandmother turning the long pages. You let the days rest together, and then you feel it, she said. Not in your head, lower than that. When you stop measuring today against yesterday, there's this loosening. Your shoulders drop. Your chest goes easier because nothing's riding on one single afternoon anymore. She looked at his long chart, gap and all. And if the pattern ever turns heavy for a while, a lot of worried days, a lot of tired ones close together, that's not a failure either. That's just the chart telling us to bring in someone caring to sit with it. There are grown-ups and helplines whose whole job is that. Reaching for them is another kind of coming back. The boy nodded slowly, and Streak watched the tightness leave his face, the same softening she'd felt long ago when she first learned that one day is never the whole truth. She didn't say the rest aloud, but she thought it, warm and steady. The days you missed aren't holding anything against you. Set them down. You're here now, and that's the part your body can finally breathe about.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Streak. Released under Creative Commons BTY NCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.